This morning's entertainment news segment has got a bit of a disturbing overtone. Now, Toby Keith, as you may know, has his own brand of tequila. Well, let me be more specific, mezcal. And is he's got a contest going on where you can win a drink with Toby Keith. So a vehicle that was in Oklahoma driving around had one of these advertising wraps about this contest. Well, the car got pulled over by the cops. The reason? The officer just wanted to go up to the driver of the car and say, "Hey, by the way, buddy, I just entered that contest. Have a drink with Toby." Officers, may I ask you a question? Isn't that kind of a violation of your code of conduct that the car did nothing wrong? Absolutely nothing wrong. No speeding, no weaving, no broken taillight, nothing. The officer pulled him over just to let him know, "Hey, Bubba, I entered your contest." I'm thinking, that's not what you're supposed to do. Maybe the officer had partaken a little while he was on shift. I don't know. All right, we talked about Brad Pitt got accosted on the red carpet earlier in the week. He was at the premiere of this new flick that Angelina Jolie is on, Maleficent, which she looks pretty. I mean, seriously, if you're going to play the bad evil queen in a Disney flick, Angelina Jolie's not a bad choice. She looks pretty good. Anyway, he got accosted. Apparently, he, as a result, the attacker was a Ukrainian journalist named Vitaly Sedyuk. Apparently, this guy was on 3 years probation already for trying to interrupt Adele's Grammy acceptance speech back in 2013. Oh, those wacky Ukrainians. First, they vote for Russia to take them over, and then they want to interrupt the celebrities. Anyway, Brad got a temporary restraining order against this guy. It's supposed to keep him away for the next 5 days. Ooh, that's punishment. But I want you to know that Brad was not injured. He just simply suffered a pair of broken sunglasses. I know, maybe we should take up a fund for him. I don't know. And last but not least, some new movies. Disney's Maleficent is showing up in movie theaters over the weekend. Angelina Jolie is Maleficent. It's the live-action version of the 1959 Disney classic Sleeping Beauty. A Million Ways to Die in the West is coming out. Seth MacFarlane wrote this and directed it. Charlize Theron is in it. Liam Neeson. And some other interesting stories. Ewan McGregor, Gilbert Godfrey, etc. It looks stupid, but it's one of those stupid humorous things that actually might be funny. WSAU therefore endeth the entertainment lesson.
Other sports news. You know, it was the final of the Scripps National Spelling Bee for tonight as well. Yeah. Yeah, I just watched the whole thing. It was fantastic. I love the spelling bee. It was a real nail biter this year. Congratulations, 12-year-old wise ass.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.